bit of a treat.
On your radio.
2SER.com and digital radio.
That's exactly where we are. 2SER 107.3 or 2SER.com on the internets. It's coming up to, what, about 12 minutes to midday. Yesterday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released the leading causes of death in Australia. Heart disease once again claimed the highest spot and as far as number of deaths was concerned, and has held the spot for the past decade. Dementia has moved up into the second highest cause of death in Australia, and since 2010, its fatality toll has risen by 40%. Despite research in Australia and abroad, there has been no successful cure for the disease. Joining me in the studio to discuss these stats is producer Danielle McCarthy. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, what are some of the factors that have influenced the rise in dementia fatalities?
So for people who suffer from dementia, it usually ends in death because immobility, malnutrition and impaired immunity. But dementia is on the rise because of Australia's ageing population. And population projections actually show that the number of people aged over 80 will double in the next 20 years. And the median age for those who passed away from dementia, shown in the report, was 88.6. And it is also on the rise because technology and medicine is so advanced that the medical profession is helping patients overcome many other diseases.
Yeah, keeping them alive.
Yeah, so dementia is the disease that is getting the elderly who have overcome all other sicknesses.
Mm. What does Australia need to do in response to these stats?
With Australia's increasing life expectancy is also the challenge for aged services to be well-equipped for the current and future demand of patients. And Sean Rooney, the Chief Executive Officer of Leading Age Services Australia, has said there will be up to 5 million more aged seniors needing aged care service over the next decade.
Wow.
And a report in 2011 called Caring for Older Australians identified challenges faced by consumers in navigating the current system, the challenge of lack of integration between the aged care and health systems, and the need to reform financing arrangements. So last week, a review was actually announced by the Assistant Minister for Aged Care. So it will be important to see how much progress has been made from these challenges that were identified 5 years ago.
Mm. Dementia is often misunderstood. There have been misconceptions around dementia. Can you explain exactly what they are?
So dementia is not one specific disease, but describes a collection of symptoms that are caused by disorders affecting the brain. So dementia is diagnosed if two or more cognitive functions are significantly impaired. So these cognitive functions could be memory, mm-hmm. language skills, understanding information, spatial skills, judgment and attention. And although the risk of dementia increases with age, it is not a normal part of aging, but it is actually caused by brain disease. And it is less common for people below 65 to develop dementia, but when it happens, it's called younger onset dementia.
Yeah. And are there any ways to prevent or lessen the impact of dementia?
So there's no cure for most forms of dementia, but some medications have been found to reduce some symptoms. So there is a range of prescribed drugs that treat physical symptoms like restlessness and aggression. But with these medications, there are side effects and they have a varied result among patients. But memantine is used to improve memory for sufferers of Alzheimer's, and it also has a low risk of serious side effects. And there are also three main approaches that family and friends can use to communicate with their loved ones who suffer from dementia. So they include validation therapy, which is where instead of trying to bring the person with dementia back to our reality, you enter the reality and headspace they believe themselves to be in. There's music therapy, as familiar songs can unlock memories, and also reminiscence, where you review past events of the sufferer's life.
Mm, it's all very... it's a sad thing to happen to someone. It's happened in my life. I've had someone that had to deal with dementia, and you see this bright, happy person sort of fading away. It's rather a sad thing.
Definitely.
Danielle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Adrian.
No problem. Here's Boyfriend, Confidence Man.